and it was a great time out there at City Park yesterday. Close to 10,000 people came out to support a great cause to help try and raise awareness and raise a little bit of money to help end Alzheimer's. Well, we're getting closer to kickoff now, and about an hour away. That means that it's our favorite time of the show, Macy's Three Keys.
Are you sure there's not another favorite time of the show?
No, this is my favorite time.
All right. Well, number one, win the turnover battle. The Broncos, their last two regular season wins, -4 against San Diego back in January, -2 last week. That's not sustainable. Indianapolis has won 14 consecutive games when it's had a +2 or better turnover margin. So you've got to make sure you win that or at least get a stalemate there. Number two, get it done on third down. Last week, the Panthers converted 9 of 15 third downs, 60%. That percentage is significant. The only other team to hit 60% against the Broncos under Gary Kubiak and Wade Phillips, the Colts last year, 12 of 20, and that was particularly damaging to the Broncos' effort. So you've got to do better on third down. And finally, number three, if you get a lead, don't let up. Andrew Luck, he's never out of a game. In three of his last four games, the Colts have trailed by three or more scores. Each time he's gotten them back at least within one score. Last week he got him back in front against Carolina last year, got him back to a tie game. Didn't get it done in the end, but he has a history of comebacks as well. Eight rallies, successful rallies for wins from double-digit deficits in his career. So if you get a big lead, that's well and good. You cannot take your foot off the gas pedal. If you do, you're going to be in trouble. No lead is safe against Andrew Luck.
Like May said, one of the guys that will be tasked with keeping that lead safe is safety Darian Stewart. We had a chance to catch up with Darian earlier this week, and he showed off his prized possession to us, his pickup truck.
Oh, this is my baby, first off. You know, I got it 2 years ago, and, you know, I always had a thing for big trucks growing up, you know, and it was something I, you know, always wanted to get.
There you go. Dang.
Nice little turbo diesel, man. Like I said, it got some get up, man. I throw the exhaust fluid in, and it runs, especially on open road.
Is music important to you, riding in the games? Like, what are you listening to when you're driving in the stadium?
Yeah, absolutely. I think music is key, man, just to get your mind right. And but I listen to 2 Chainz, like I said, T.I., and pretty much rotate that on out. I like kind of old school music, too.
Such a cool car Darian has, and we'll have the complete version for that on DenverBroncos.com later this week.
Darian Stewart moves around like a pickup truck out there. No question.
He really does. He really does. Throws his weight around just like that GMC.
Okay, well, we're almost done here on the BTV Live pregame show. Time for our final thoughts. Mace?
First thing you want to do, you want to keep doing what you do best. And for the Broncos defense, that is to maintain pressure. Just because it didn't work out for a win last year in Indianapolis doesn't mean you go away from that. You want to continue attacking Andrew Luck, continue doing what you do best up there in the front seven with the creative rushes that Wade Phillips likes to use. And then if you can get some errant throws on the back end, you guys have to capitalize and make takeaways.
For me, it's the offensive line. I thought that they played a great game last week. I think for the Broncos offense, everything starts up front. Get the running game going. They get that play action going. It opens up shots down the field. I think if they can repeat what they did last week, it'll definitely be a positive for the Broncos.
Yeah, and speaking of shots down the field, Trevor Siemian, can he keep things going with that wide receiver core? It's a banged-up secondary that the Colts have coming into this game. Simeon's going to have his chances, and he's going to have to make them count. But that'll do it for us here on the BTV Live pregame show. For Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, I'm Matt Boyer. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the game, everybody.